The global trade landscape is witnessing a massive structural realignment as developing economies refuse to let wealthy trading blocs dictate the financial terms of the green transition. The launch of a comprehensive feasibility study for SADC Regional Carbon Tax 2026 marks a major geopolitical shift, turning defensive trade policies into localized revenue engines across southern Africa. Announced on Saturday, May 16, 2026, by the Southern African Development Community, SADC, this unified regional carbon adjustment mechanism is designed to establish a localized carbon pricing wall, shielding African mineral and heavy metal exports from aggressive external carbon tariffs. Countering the EU's fiscal drag since the definitive activation of the European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM, in January 2026, high-emission exports from sub-Saharan Africa have faced severe financial pressure at European ports of entry. South African iron and steel, alongside Mozambican primary aluminum, are heavily exposed. Because the EU collects CBAM certificates based on the spot price of the EU Emissions Trading System, ETS, billions in potential fiscal revenue risk being drained directly from African manufacturing hubs into Brussels' budget. To halt this economic leakage, the SADC Regional Carbon Tax 2026 framework introduces a coordinated cross-border mechanism, the Regional Tax Wall. The system will levy a localized carbon tax on vital intra-regional heavy manufacturing sectors, including aluminum, cement, iron, steel, and fertilizers. The origin deduction strategy, by formalizing a verified domestic carbon price across the 16-member trading bloc, SADC exporters can leverage the EU's own regulatory provisions. Specifically, they will claim deductions for carbon prices already paid in the country of origin, reducing their net border liabilities to the EU. Intra-regional protection. The framework functions as an internal border adjustment tariff, ensuring that local manufacturers who invest heavily in decarbonization are not undercut by high-emitting imports from non-bloc third nations. Technical insight. The headroom arbitrage to maximize revenue retention within the trading bloc, the regional adjustment mechanism calibrates its tax rate to absorb the carbon pricing differential without exceeding the external tariff penalty. Because standard WordPress editors frequently fail to render complex math code, the underlying compliance logic is broken down into this simplified equation. Net external liability equals embedded emissions intensity times EU ETS price minus SADC carbon tax price, understanding the variables. Net external liability, the final tariff penalty paid to foreign customs offices. Embedded emissions intensity, the verified greenhouse gas emissions generated per metric ton of industrial output. EU ETS price, the prevailing market clearing price of the European Union's emissions certificate. SADC carbon tax price, the harmonized regional carbon tax rate enacted under the SADC Regional Carbon Tax 2026 framework. The structural goal, by mathematically scaling the regional carbon tax to match local industrial capacity, the SADC coalition ensures that the revenue component is successfully trapped within African borders. If the regional tax rate approaches the EU ETS price, the net external liability drops to its absolute technical minimum. The Green Industrial Transformation Fund, a critical component separating this initiative from standard resource taxation, is its explicit, non-fungible ring-fencing strategy. All revenues generated by the SADC Regional Carbon Tax 2026 will completely bypass general national treasuries, flowing directly into a newly conceived Green Industrial Transformation Fund. This shared capital pool is structurally mandated to finance three core pillars: grid decarbonization, subsidizing the transition of heavy extraction industries away from coal-heavy baseload power toward regional renewable assets, such as green hydrogen facilities and utility-scale energy storage systems; MRV infrastructure, developing harmonized measurement, reporting, and verification, MRV, compliance portals to eliminate reliance on punitive, default emissions values, assigned by foreign customs brokers; industrial retooling, providing low-interest capital grants for steel and aluminum smelters upgrading to low-carbon blast furnaces and modern inert anode technology; comparative strategy, unilateral impact versus regional defense.